We continue our learning of the Mishmas Tov, Ibn Menachem, Shem Micham Yaakov, Ibn Chavs Leo, we're in Kalim Perek, Hezayin, Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah begins by speaking about various tikkim. A tik is a case. And we'll see that the whole list here in the beginning of the Mishnah, at least, are Mekabel Tumah. We begin with tik ha-saif, the case or the sheath of a sword. V'ha-sakin, and a knife. V'ha-pigyon, pigyon, bar Tanur says that it's a sakin. Sheish lo shtei pios, you have it sharp on both ends. Tik misperes, the case of shears, who misparayim, and scissors, v'hatar, and a razor. Tik mikhol, the case of an eye applicator, and ubeis kachol, that is the case where you keep the paint for the eye, the cosmetics for the eye. Tik machtev, that's the tik of machtev, is the stylus, is the pen, piece of made out of copper or iron, made out of metal, that's used usually to write, etch things into wax. Truntek. This is a case of something that has truntek, actually from the word trainartek, has multiple places, cases inside. This is has compartments. The doctors would use this to put various things inside. Baruch Tanur says here, truntek traintek, vu kli echad, it is one kli, but uvo tikun harbe chalukin, but at different compartments inside. Lekumus ulisakin ulisparayim, place for a pen and a knife, scissors of a rof a, achaburos mishtam shimbechli ze harbe. So you have doctors would generally use this. It was very convenient. You could carry different, very small utensils all at the same time. And tik tavla uskrutia. So what's a tavla and skrutia? Different types of tablets that are flat. They were used for, they had different diagrams on them to know the constellations, the sun, the moon, the planets, etc. And each one of these had the astronomical tablet is the and the skrutia, which some claim is not a tablet at all. It's very different than the tavla. This may be a leather apron. Either way, it has a tik as well. And then the Mishnah says, Beis hachitzim, this is a tik, a case, or the quiver for the arrows. Beis hapagoshos, these are larger arrows. Baruch Tanur says, chitzim rechavim, wider arrows. V'harei elu tmeim. Mishnah says, all of these cases, each of the tikin, every tik, every one that we have on this list, are Mekabel Tumah. Why then Mekabel Tumah? So you'd say, well, they have a base kibble, you put something inside, so of course the Mekabel Tumah. So what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? So the Mefarshim explained that these examples, the sheaths we have here, the cases we have here, actually are open on each end. They don't, it's not like a classic kli. So since they open at both ends, like let's say a tube that's open, so they're not really, it's not the classic clay kibble. If so, so maybe they should have been Mekabel Tumah. But because they do encase something, they protect something, so they therefore have the halachic status of a base kibble, and therefore the Mekabel Tumah even on the Oraisa level. But tik simponia, we mentioned the simponia type of instrument in the past, bizmanshu nose milamala tame misido tahor. So it all depends on how you place this simponia, this metal instrument, inside. So some say it's a flute or a couple of flutes that are together. They're long and thin, and if the case opens up at the top and you put the symphonia flutes down inside, that's considered a case, that's considered a tik, and it's Mekabel Tumah just like any other kli. But if you slide it in from the side, mitzido, it's tahor. So imagine, think about, they have a laptop, let's say. So you have a cover of a laptop. So it does it fully encase the whole thing. Maybe you have a zipper that closes it. Imagine you didn't have a zipper. So you slide it in from the side. So what are you using it for? Is that really, that's really there to serve really mostly as protection than anything else. So potentially one could understand why maybe that tick doesn't have the status of really of a cleat. So depending on how you put it in, you're putting it from the top or you're putting it from the side. Tik chalilim. What about the tik for flutes? Rabbi Yehuda metayer mipneishu nos no mitzido. Rabbi Yehuda says that is considered tar because he followed the rule we just said. Since you slide in the flutes from the side, it is Mekabel Tumah. Now that sounds like the Tanakhama would disagree and hold that the case of the flute, a flute case, is Mekabel Tumah. that would be very difficult to maintain because the rule was actually said by the Tanakhama that when you put something in Milmala, then that kli, that case, that tick has the status of a kli and it's mekabel tumah and it's mitzido it's tor. So if a tick chalilim, Rabbi Yehuda is mitar because you put it in from the side. So how could the Tanakhama argue with that? Why is this a minority opinion? So Mefarshim explain that if you read Rabbi Yehuda carefully, what does it say? Rabbi Yehuda Metayer, why is it Tahor? Why is it Amakabal Tumah, the tick of the flute? Because Shehu no snow mitzido, because you put it in, and we maybe put in parentheses, sometimes mitzido. The point is that the tick of the chalilim, the flute, you could slide it in from the side or from the top. Generally, people will put it in from the top. But Rabbi Yehuda is pointing out, because sometimes people pull it in from the side, it's the kli is therefore tor. It's not mekabel tumah. The Tanakhama holds, no, follow what you normally do. Since normally, most of the time, you're placing it in from the top, therefore that case, the tik chalilim, is considered a kli and it's mekabel tumah. Chipui ha'ala ha'keshes v'haroma, hare elu tihorim. Chipui here, we're speaking about a cover. It's a cover of an ala. An ala is a weapon it has a spiked ball at the top. Keshes, we know a keshes is a bow, of course. V'haromach is a spear. Harelitorim, these are tor. Why are they tahor? Because these are considered, by Tudor says, because they're based on the rule of, actually, Mishnah follows with the rule. Anything that's there for covering purpose. Notice the difference. We didn't call it a tick. You didn't call it a case. You called it a chippah. You called it a cover. And the Mishnah never gives you the rule. Zeh haklal. Here's the general rule. He'osu l'tik. Something that's made for as a case. So then, tameh, that, generally speaking, is going to be mekabel tumah. L'chippah, but if the purpose is not encasing some of that, rather just to serve as a cover for protection, then tahor. So how do you know the difference between the two? So Mefarshim explain. So let's say, for example, so if you put the kli inside, so then that's considered a case. A cover is generally something that's placed over. So that would be maybe one difference. Also, a case, we said, generally speaking, opens at the top. A cover will open at the side. That's not so 100% clear because we spoke about before that maybe you have something that's called a tick. Nonetheless, it's not mekabel tumah because the opening is on the side. A case completely envelops the whole kli. A cover may only cover most of it, but not all of it. So that may be several ways we're able to figure out whether something has the status of a tick and therefore it's mekabel tumah or chipui, a covering, protective covering, and is not mekabel tumah. Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Ko klei bali batim. So when we're speaking about the kalim of householders, these are not professionals. Shiuran berimonim. This brings us back to earlier in the Mestecha, when we speak about at what point does a kli now is kli no longer usable as that kli, and it's no longer mekabel tumah. So when it comes to householders, kalim, the shiur is a rimon, which means once rimon and pomegranates fall through, so then they're not mekabel tumah anymore. So let's say you have clay bale batim made out of wood, made out of leather. So we know bale batim is opposed to professionals. They're not going to, a professional can't use if he normally sells olives, let's say. So he's not going to keep that kli around because if olives can fall through, even though he may be able to use it on his own for pomegranates. But a balabais doesn't throw out a kli. You can see it has a little hole inside. Okay, I won't use it for this. I'll use it for something else. So therefore, can we say that a kli of a balabais is no longer mekabel tumah? Shiuron, the shiur, the measure, the amount, the shiur, where we say it's no longer mekabel tumah, berimonim. When the openings are large enough, the cracks are large enough where rimonim can fall through, so then it's tahor. Rabbi Eliezer omer b'mashehein. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, and he says, no, mashehein mashehu means, what was it used for? If through this neck of the opening, the kli is no longer fit to be used for its whatever use, whatever utility it has before. So if, let's say you had a kli that you normally put figs in, and now the figs are falling through. You don't say that, even though it's a balabais. We don't say, well, he can still store or pomegranates in it. It's still mekabel tumah. Not true. According to Rabbi Eliezer, if it's designated for olives, so when olives fall through, designated for figs, when figs fall through, and most of the Mefarshim say that the continuation of the Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion and other examples of the same phenomenon. So, for example, kupos hagananim. if you have the baskets of the gardeners where they put bundles of vegetables inside, shiurun ba'agudo shel yarak. So this year where we said it's no longer mekabel tumah is when these bundles of vegetables fall through. Then they're tor. Shel bale batim. Let's say though you have kupos, these baskets of householders. So then betevin. The shear is not when vegetables fall through, but rather, which is obviously is an earlier stage, but rather a later stage. If the nekiv is large enough where now a whole bundle of straw falls through, so which larger than the agudav yarak, so then they are tor. Shel balanim. Let's say you have a kupa, a basket that people who are balanim are bathhouse keepers. So big gavava. So then if the shear is when gavava, which are twigs or wood, whatever it is that they use in order to fire up the tanur in the bathhouse, so once those fall through, they are going to be tor. And that's most mefarshim. The Rambam happens to believe that this is not Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. This everyone agrees with. Rabbi Eliezer was just pointing out when we speak out Caleb and Bali Batim, with that, let's say, store fruit. So then he says, it's not always rimonim. It depends on what utility it had before. But when it comes to the kupos of gardeners, whatever it may be, so that everyone agrees to. Okay, we'll understand the Mishnah the first way. And now we have finally a third opinion. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, kulan birimonim. Ul kalim, I have the status of, will lose its status of a kli, and therefore no longer be mekabel tumah when pomegranates fall through. This is true even not only for the kalim we spoke about, but even the baskets. So really we have three opinions in the Mishnah. Tana Kama says, all the, according to most Mepharshim, at least three different opinions. When it comes to general kalim, so made out of a wood, made out of leather, of householders, of balibatim. So then if rimonim can fall through, then they're no longer mekabel tumah. But if you have these baskets, these kupos, which people use to store straw or vegetables, whatever it may be, so then it depends on what the shear is. So that's one way to look at Tanakama. Tanakama distinguishes between the two. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the halach is it's always that way. It's mashahin, which means not only when it comes to the vegetables and the straw, do we say, or the twigs for the bathhouse keepers, do we say that the shear is whatever they normally use them for? But that would be true even when it comes to the regular kelim of balei batim, that where you store fruit, let's say, the halach is going to be whatever you normally use it for. We don't say it's going to be pomegranates. And then Rabbi Yeshua's opinion says, no, they're all, I have the status, they're all no longer mekabel tumah when rimonim fall through. That's true when it comes to the kelim, and that's true when it comes to the baskets. Either way, even if it's something that you used to normally to store the wood or the straw, whatever it may be, once pomegranates can fall through, it's no longer mekabel tumah, even though a straw may be able to stay, doesn't matter. Rimonim is the general rule for all.